Unit 8. Recording 7.
When I was about 9 or 10 and everybody from primary school was moving up to secondary school, my parents gave me the option to go to a specialised theatrical school or a regular comprehensive. And it was very important because I remember being sat down and shown brochures of everything, and there was no pressure either way. And at that young age, I made the decision to go to a theatre school. And luckily for me, it's panned out, and I've had a career in that that line of work. But I then found myself faced with another decision because we were moving house, and we had to leave school. And did we want to continue with theatre school, or did we want to go to a normal school? And at that point, I was about 14, and I decided actually I want to get an education and leave the theatrical world at that point. Still very, very young to make those decisions. And I did. I left and went to a regular comprehensive and got some qualifications behind me and everything. And my sister didn't. She carried on at theatre school and she went straight into work very early and was really successful. I've always wondered if perhaps I should have chosen the other option because it was a longer road for me, and I'm still very much on it. And I suppose that the next major decision, the final decision, was whether to have children or not, or take this huge job that was offered to me. And I chose my children in that case. So I'm very grateful. I've got two lovely boys, and I've still got my career, but I just kind of wonder what would have happened if.